Let us lock down the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline because it's that time on a Friday. Like I mentioned, it's November. The magnitude of the games get jacked. And with that thought, let us turn our attention to the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Yeah. Before we get to the games, we break down. We've got a lot to talk about. Mr. Sterling off of a huge week hit 4-5. And I'm talking, he had Utah 31-3. They won 35-0. He had Oregon winning but not covering in a tight one. Had Wazoo's total exact on Twitter. Use at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling checks in. Lee, how is life in South Florida?
Not bad. I don't think we've had a day under like 68 degrees, even at night so far, so can't complain.
Yeah, especially since when I woke up for my I do a morning show on Fridays, it was 24, so there you go.
24 in Oregon? That's crazy.
Especially for this time of year, we do get cold stretches, but it was obscene this morning. I had to allow...
What's the coldest it's ever gotten there?
Oh, it's gotten under zero. I mean, we had black ice here probably a quarter century ago. We had a devastating ice storm. It's mostly temperate, but it gets annoying. You know, being from Jersey, I take it with a grain of salt. But, yeah, I know, like you guys, if it gets 58 overnight, there's a panic. Everybody runs out and buys heaters.
Trench coats. I mean, you know, it's a national disaster.
you know. Before we get to our games, historically, you know, you think about Florida State and Miami. I know they're playing up at Doak Walker, and nationally,
nothing's going on.
I'm curious. is there any buzz about that game?
Nothing. It's dead. I've never seen it like this. You would think we're playing Virginia this week.
No, I'm astonished because I happened to catch it.
Even the news, they used to lead it off. It was the lead item on the local news. And, you know, they talk about it on the sports. It's like, okay, just another game. How about this? They are begging Florida State students to go to this game. I think their stadium, I think it's pretty big, but they're expecting, how about this, a crowd of just 60,000 for the game.
Wow. I think that's 18 to 20,000 light of a sellout. That's that's ridiculous.
Yeah, 79,500 capacity. So, pretty
yeah,
sad.
That used to be the one. I remember they used to joke about it, call it the annual wide
right.
Oh,
you didn't miss. No one missed that game.
No. Well, it had national championship implications.
Right.
It's been a while.
Athletes. I mean, there was a couple games where each team would have 25, 35 guys playing in the NFL on the roster.
No, it's amazing what's become of that. So let's get to our Big Five.
Yep.
By the way, another traditional rivalry, not really causing an uproar, the large cocktail party in Jacksonville, number 8 Georgia, number 6 Florida, very likely for the SEC East and a shot at the Bama LSU winner. Georgia, that middle linebacker, David Reese. And folks, if you don't know his name, you're going to learn it. The books say Bulldogs minus 6. What say you?
So I sit there on Sunday afternoons when I'm watching the NFL games, the later games, and I will project the lines. And usually I'm pretty good. I can usually, if the line's under 20, I can get within a point for almost every game. But in this game, I thought the line should be 3, and I said, okay, they'll probably come 3.5. That they've made this line above that, and now it's at 6, 6.5, I just think it's too much. Here's how I evaluate the game. Florida has scored 24 more points on every defense this year. So, and when you evaluate the game, the question, in my opinion, is can Georgia score 30 or more points? Well, based on the games against the three teams that are average or above, and that's Kentucky, South Carolina, and Notre Dame. They scored 21 on Kentucky. to 17 on South Carolina and 23 on Notre Dame. So the answer is probably not. They have two really good rush defensive ends who missed the last game. They will be back for this game. Kyle Trask is improving by the week, and he's got three targets. I mean, Georgia, I mean, they're a running team. They don't have any threat at tight end or receiver, in my opinion. And they have a tight end in Pitts, two wide receivers, Swain and Jefferson. These three combined put up 84 catches, 10 touchdowns. And remember, Florida got embarrassed last year and the year before. I think this is their circle game. I think the wrong team's favorite. I have Florida winning this game 27-20.
All righty. In the Pac-12, Utah, with that suffocating defense that has allowed 10 points the last three games. I mean, you mentioned that they were going to crush last week. I mean, they held Cal to 83 yards. That's crazy. They need to win out and get a USC loss to lock up the South. They're in Seattle for the Huskies. The odds makers say Utes, a three-point road chalk. What gives in this one?
Well, I think that Utah has had enough. You know, they've lost to this team four straight times. In fact, two in one season last year, no less. Washington is going to have to run the ball some, and no one's been able to run the ball on Utah. In fact, no one's run for 115 yards on them in all eight games. Only USC threw on them. And, you know, on paper, Jacob Eason looks good. 16 touchdowns, three interceptions. Their running back, Ahmed, almost 94 yards per game here. But they look good, but I think it might take great here to dent this defense. And Utah goes as Zach Moss goes on offense. In the last three games, he's rushed for 115, 99, and 121. And also in the last two games, he's caught three for 89 and three for 78. So he's a threat running and catching the ball, scored at least two touchdowns in every game. He's healthy. I think they've been waiting for this game. I think the streak's going to end here. I like Utah 30-17.
All righty. Heading for Troy, USC with that home win back on September 20th with a third-string quarterback over Utah. That gives him the tiebreaker in the South. They host Oregon off a couple of nail-biter wins against the Washington schools. The Ducks get their heart and soul linebacker. Troy Dye returns. USC receiving corps got a three-headed monster. But Vegas says Duckies in the Coliseum laying four. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, give the Ducks credit. I mean, those two comebacks were incredible. Great perseverance. They executed against Washington and Washington State. But do you really want to lay 4.5 points on the road versus maybe a better team talent-wise than those two opponents? Now, Slovis is starting to get that confidence going. He is a third-string quarterback, but he's got to feel good about himself after those four touchdowns and rallying his team against Colorado. The thing that impresses me most about USC is Graham Harrell. Comes from a spread, played at Texas Tech in the spread. That's what he believes in. But what has he done? He's adapted to his personnel, and that to me is the mark of a really good offensive coordinator. I'm calling for the upset here, USC 28-24.
All righty. I hope you're
sorry
happy.
To say that.
Ruining my Saturday night, but I've got plenty of vodka on hand, so don't you worry about it.
Now we're getting 4.5 points, so I'll root for Oregon to win the game, but not cover. Is that okay?
Okay. It's a deal.
All right.
So let's get to the NFL. I mean, the Patriot defense is just off the charts. And I know they haven't exactly played the 2007 Patriot offense, but it has been for half a season. The Bills are the only team that's gained more than 325 yards on them. They face a challenge. Obviously, Baltimore and Lamar Jackson will keep them on their toes. The odds makers see this as a tight one with the Super Bowl champs -3. What says Lee?
The betting here started off for the week. Almost 70% of the people liked New England, and now it's starting to even out. I think a little more people are betting Baltimore in the last 24 hours. Now, the reason is I think that they see Baltimore coming off the bye week, and they figure an extra week to prepare. That's an advantage. But since the start of last year, teams coming off the bye have not actually had a winning record. So that dispels that myth. And then Lamar Jackson, people like him. They think his escapability against New England, which they haven't seen that type of quarterback could be a problem. But now I'm impressed with Lamar Jackson, 1,650 passing yards, 11 touchdowns, and he's run for almost 600 yards here. But the Patriots' defense has no peer. They have 31 sacks on the season, 19 interceptions. Talk about getting off to fast starts. I don't know if I've ever seen this before. They're outscoring opponents 88-6 in the first quarter. So we do know that Baltimore has a weak pass defense, but I hear people talking about, you know, Baltimore, they still have a good pass rush. Not the case. In fact, they only have 12 sacks on the season. So Baltimore, I just don't know if they can catch up here once they fall behind. I like New England. I think they stay unbeaten. I think Bill Belichick has something to prove. I think he's looking to go perfect in the regular season of the playoffs. That's the only thing he hasn't done yet. Give me New England. They stay unbeaten 30-20.
All righty, and back here in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle's home, hosting infamous Jameis in Tampa Bay. Seahawks had that dominant first half last week and then sleepwalked and almost blew the game. They had -8 yards in the third quarter, and now they face a Bucs team who has won at Carolina. They've won on the road at L.A. They've actually played pretty well on the road, but Seattle laying 6. Who you liking here?
Well, you know, these two teams are linked together from 76 when they came into the league. So that game, a low-scoring 13-10 win for Seattle. Jim Zorn outdueled Steve Spurrier. Yeah, that's Steve Spurrier. So here's the problem for Seattle, and this is crazy. The underdog has now covered 10 straight Seattle games. So dating back to late 2018, it was not Jameis Winston's fault they lost the game last week. That inadvertent whistle, I think, was the biggest reason. Also, both of his interceptions went off receivers' hands. So they have the weapons, I think, that can really go after Seattle. So they pushed the ball down the field, and Seattle, you know, not as tough a stadium as it used to be to go in and come out with a win. I think Seattle's going to find a way to win the game 26-24, but I like Tampa Bay plus the 6.
All right. As I mentioned earlier, you're off a huge week on the show for your service. Your game of the week, big one, in the American Athletic, getting a lot of national attention with Memphis and SMU, who's got Shane Buechel, the former Longhorn, at quarterback. Let folks know how to get this game and all Paramount Sports has going on.
Yeah, if they want to hop on board, big, big weekend here. A lot of people call this month November. We call it Dovember. It's the entire 5 weeks of action you can get from now through Monday, December 2nd. And there's games every single day of the week. You've got MAC action now every Tuesday and Wednesday night. So you want to hop on board, normally $5.97. Use coupon code SAVE200, just $397 you're going to get from now through December. Like I said, Monday, December 2nd, just $397, ParamountSports.com, or call us here at the office, 800-400-9741.
All right, Lee, always fun stuff. Always enjoy talking to you, my friend. You have a great weekend and a great week, and we chat again on Friday.
Okay, go Ducks.